There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, listeners. This is Your Book Inspector, Daisy Buchanan. Your Booked is coming back to your ears soon, but in the meantime, I have an exciting announcement and I wanted you to be the first to know. If you're a Your Booked fan, I've got a very exciting prize for you. Keep listening to find out how you can win a chance to be a guest on the podcast with a little help from our friends at bookshop.org. First, I want to introduce you to Frankie. She's a sweet sister. She's a dutiful daughter. And she's naked on the internet. She's the star of my new novel, Limelight, a story about sisterhood, sexuality, and self-esteem. It's about how we cope with living in a world which constantly tells us who we are. What happens when we stop listening and start paying attention to who we need to become? Frankie has a love-hate relationship with the spotlight. She secretly craves attention, but she is ashamed of that craving. And after a lifetime of comparison to her perfect sister Bean, she has never felt more invisible. She only ever feels seen when she uploads risque photos to her small community of online fans. Then the worst happens. Bean is diagnosed with cancer and their overbearing mother Alison somehow launches a nationwide cancer fundraiser with Frankie as the supportive sister spokesmodel. Inevitably, her secret account is found. Now everyone has their eyes on Frankie. Whether they're demanding apologies or expecting an empowering call to arms, the whole world wants Frankie to explain herself. But how can she explain what she barely understands? Here's a little taste of Limelight from the prologue. Bean looks beautiful, of course, amber-eyed, sweet and serene, undeniable. There is something about her face that reads as a statement of fact. This is the way a cheek is supposed to curve. This is the exact place that a nose ought to begin and end. My face is a naughty, unruly classmate beside Bean's. She is the eternal example. Even when aesthetically on my best behaviour, I shall never be good enough. I have probably looked at this photograph on nearly every day of my adult life. Sometimes I try to see the picture through a stranger's eyes, hoping to surprise these girls into switching places. I know what I crave. And I'm ashamed of it. Just once, I want to be the pretty one. Chapter 1. Fit, fuckable, fake. For once, my body isn't the problem. It's my face that won't follow the rules. If I turn and tilt my torso, lifting and twisting to the left, the roundness of my belly dissipates. The action creates the illusion of muscle tone. At least, according to my reflection. I stand on one leg. My body looks amazing. Of course, I don't have my glasses on, and I've left the lights off. It's a dull, dark day. The room is only just illuminated by the surprisingly flattering blue light coming from wings and things opposite. From the neck down, in my smudgy, grubby mirror, I look like the sort of girl who could give you a good time. Sharp angles and firm curves, a generic babe, reality TV bait. Not bad, considering that half an hour ago I caught sight of my own outline in a shop window and wondered why I'd gone out dressed as a lady vicar. I long to be sultry. In real life, my vibe is hearty, jolly, ruddy. I've had more than one conversation where it has been assumed that I spent my school days playing a lot of hockey. I'm certain this never happened to Brigitte Bardot. No one ever looked at Julie Christie and offered her a big bowl of apple crumble with extra custard. In this position, my waist is narrow, my legs are longer and my thighs are slimmer, but I'm obviously suffering and I do not look beautiful. As I try to keep my body in place, my eyes bulge, my eyebrows hit my hairline, my pout becomes a grimace. I remember a Groupon yoga class, a teacher telling me off during a terrible attempt at crow pose. "You're carrying too much tension in your face," she sang, serene in Lululemon, seeming to float off the ground. She had a point. When I looked at myself in the studio mirror, it seemed a wonder I hadn't shat the mat. I'm making a face like Frankie Howard from the Carry On films. It's not a great look for anyone, and you really, really need to avoid it if your name is Frankie Howard. Frankie Howard from Nowhere of Note. Frankie Howard from A Handful of Awful Castings, an advert for the Thriller Griller Barbecue last shown in 2017, and from the Bizarre board game box. I have spent money that I do not have on sessions with faith healers in village halls on Saturday afternoons. I've drunk the Kool-Aid literally as well as figuratively. Miriam, my boss, is best friends with the White Witch, and she made me a self-love potion. I downed it and I was sick for 72 hours. I puked all over my duvet cover, washed it 3 times, and eventually had to burn it. For a while, there was no limit to the amount of expensive nonsense I would engage with in order to try to love my body better. After years of experimentation, I've discovered there's only one thing that works. Trouble is that, for me, it really works. Limelight, by me, Daisy Buchanan, is published by Sphere on the 1st of June. It's available to pre-order in all formats from all major retailers. And if you pre-order it in hardback from bookshop.org, you will automatically be entered into a prize draw, and the winner will be invited to be a guest on the podcast. If you ever listened to me chatting books with Marion Keyes, Dolly Alderton and Curtis Sittenfeld and thought, I'd love to have that conversation, this is your chance. You can share your top literary taste with the other Your Book listeners. All you have to do is pre-order the hardback of Limelight. Bookshop.org will select a winner at random shortly after publication. If for any reason you're unable to appear on the podcast, we'll offer an alternative fabulous prize. If you want to see Becky Guyatt's amazing cover art for Limelight, you can find it at YBooked, on my socials, at NotRollerGirl on Twitter and at TheDaisyBee on Instagram, and on the Sphere and Bookshop.org social accounts. And I'll be sharing more exciting content exclusively with Tilly Loves Books on Instagram. Tilly is my go-to Instagrammer for book recommendations. She was the winner of our Fair Share Your Booked auction, and I'll be sharing her episode to give you an idea of what you can expect if you win. If you dream of talking about your taste in books with your fellow literary nosy parkers, pre-order Limelight in hardback from bookshop.org and you'll be in with a chance to share your shelves with the world. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back in your ears soon with some amazing Your Book guests. And I can't wait for you to meet Frankie.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.